Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Anthony Washington from Spot 127.
And I'm Gustavo Ortega, being a co-host.
Thank you. And I'm here with my guests, Samuel and Jennifer. How are you guys today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I'm good.
Great. So we have a question that we need to ask you guys. Teens today in this society are generally lacking in the news and other areas of what we do in our days of life. So our question is for you is, what does it mean for you to be an American in today's society?
You know, being an American for me, I think, could never be described in one word or just in one way for that matter, because there's so many ways it could be addressed. But in that sense, you could definitely say that it's an indescribable experience. But primarily for myself, it would be that there exists all of these endless opportunities for you. There's a lot of opportunities to do as you please, because you have rights, you have the freedom to do so. And so being an American to me is having those opportunities around you, knowing that they are there, being aware of them, not only being aware, but most importantly, having the choice to go after those opportunities or not. So you're granted all these opportunities, freedoms, and choices, but ultimately you're the one who's going to be in charge of your life. So you're the one who will direct it in any way you so choose. You aren't forced to take certain paths, to pursue a certain career, to be a certain person, or have certain traits. Instead, you're allowed to work towards who you want to become, and you're giving all of the opportunities to do so. And for me, I think that's what being an American is all about.
For me, well, first of all, they don't call it the land of opportunity for nothing. But for me, I think being an American means you have a voice, right? Like this country has had it, like this country itself was founded upon like people disagreeing with like the higher powers, right? But and since then, there's been a lot of history of us making great changes in this country due to having a voice, and we've made a difference because we've spoken out about things and we've actually taken action about it. And I think that's the main thing in this country, that whenever we disagree with something, we make it known and we change it.
Lots of opportunity, lots of freedom. Like, if you want to do something, then do it. That's what an American is, right?
Definitely.
Now, looking at previous American history, you know, 9/11, terrorist attacks, you have slavery, we have segregation, we have all these different epidemics, we have war, lots of war. Do you think that today society is better than it was then?
I would definitely say so. Because in America, well, being part of an American means to be able to constantly adapt, to know that we're always in this constant state of evolution, let it be in societal structure or let it be in culture or just in ways of life. Like, if you think of our history in the past, racial profiling was the norm and slavery was okay, but now we would never consider a person a property, and now we're aware that racial profiling is definitely not okay. And so I think that every day we're just working to become a better society. So I would definitely say that we've become better off as a country than from the past.
Correct. What about you, Samuel?
I'd say yes and no. Like, we are better off in the sense that we've had a lot of advances in technology and like things like that that allow life to be easier. But I don't think we are better off in the sense that a lot of the mindsets that society's held on to back in, let's say, the civil rights movement, a lot of people still have that, and that isn't right, because you still have a lot of people who would just love to go back to that day and age, either because they've never experienced it, because they're like our age, or because they miss it because they're old. You have that, and recently there's been a lot of those people coming out of the woodwork, and that's how we're not better off. But other than that, we have a lot of benefits going for us with a country like this, and it's honestly, I think we're more better off than we're not.
Okay. So with that asked, do you think, due to what is occurring right now, do you think that is separating us as a society?
I think the media has pushed us a little towards separation. Currently, right now, we have Black Lives Matter groups versus All Lives Matter groups. But there's the point that we all have to come together if we really want to have any change for the better.
In my opinion, well, because I read up on a lot of these things, people are easier to manage if they're divided. So I'm not saying, and I'm thinking, yes, it's we are, like, it's causing division. You have, like, every little thing, like, whose side you're on with the latest celebrity crap, or, you know, whose side you're on with, like, politicians, or this movement, that movement. It's just so easy to just pick a side and then look at some and give someone else who isn't on your side a dirty look, right? And that's it. Bam, right there, you got division, right? If you make something viral and it has two sides to it, people are going to choose one and they're going to trash on the other one, all right? You've even seen it with, like, the latest games. I won't name names here. We all know.
Right.
But it's pretty obvious, and I don't think it's unintentional either.
No, Samuel. You said that separation always occurs. Like, if you're going to a football game, there's always a visiting team. You don't like them because you're rooting for your home team.
Yeah.
But do you think separation is a good thing because we could learn from those experiences?
In a way, it can be a good thing. Like, if we're talking about learning from that experience, then it's more of a good thing in hindsight, like after the fact, right? But as it's happening, we don't know how bad this separation can get and how committed people will be to their side. And as the event is happening, that's probably not the best thing, but there's always learning to be had from experiences like that.
So, out of all the things that was said here at this table, would you consider America to be the greatest country in the world as of now?
Yes, we are the greatest country in the world because we are very powerful. We have one of the strongest militaries, and that, therefore, it's not the safest country inside, but, like, as far as foreign threats come, we're pretty safe from that. We got a lot of benefits going for us in this country, and slowly but surely it's getting better, so.
Okay, to myself, I'm not sure if it would be considered the greatest country in the world to everyone else, but, I mean, we all hold different perspectives, but to myself, it definitely would be. And I'd say that because I've lived here all my life. It's the place I call home. It's the place I miss when I travel elsewhere. So, to me, it's definitely the greatest. I definitely love America.
And that's one thing I forgot to mention. We're all Americans here. We've all lived here all of our lives. So it's some pride that we all have, even though we're separating as a country, even though that some people that live in America don't consider us to be the greatest country, we're still all Americans deep down inside.
Maybe it's the love of our country that allows us to pick out the problems in it.
Right.
So we all share the same national pride.
Patriotism. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is Anthony Washington with my guests Samuel and Jennifer.
And co-host Gustavo.
From Spot 127, signing out. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
No problem.
Nice.